friends, lechvod Rosh Chodesh. We are going to have B'siyata D'Shmai, yet another shir on Inyanei Kiddush HaChodesh. Baruch Hashem, it's very big geshmak to learn these Inyanei B'chlal, but B'frat on Rosh Chodesh. And this shir should be a special s'chus for Avi Mor B'ni Merazi Sheyichyu, s'chus Moshe Rabin Peshedina, l'schus Moshe ben Malka l'nishmas aliza Rachel bas b'chaim tzvi l'nishmas b'chaim tzvi ben Eliyahu l'nishmas Esther Mars Esther bas Reb Shmuel v'mishna in Meseches Rosh Hashanah on page 25b says Ra'u Beis Din, if the Beis Din themselves saw the Levana b'chidusha, they saw the new moon, Yamdu Shnayim, so two of the people in the Beis Din should stand up V'ya'idu b'fnehem, and testify in front of the rest of the Beis Din, and then they'll be mekadish l'chodesh al smach, the testimony of these two people. Frak the Gemara v'amai loitei shmi agdola meri'iya. What's going on over here? Why do you need them to testify? Why do you need edus loitei shmi agdola meri'iya? Hearing shouldn't be greater than seeing. They saw it. So why do they have to hear about it? Do you hear? Why do they have to hear about it? They saw it themselves. And for the Gemara, Armzerakon Sharua Balaila. No, they saw it at night. And at night, you can't be a dayan. At night, there's no din. Rashi explains, Shezesha Moel Bekitish Achodesh Riaz Beis Din. The reason by Kiddush HaChodesh, the seeing of the Beis Din is effective, if not for the fact they were at night. Or that, if not for the fact that it was at night. I'd like to get my grammar correct, and I know that sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. Reminds me of the sign in the doctor's office in Israel. Hayom kan me'ashnim, yom kein, yom lo, hayom lo. In this place we smoke, one day yes, one day no. Today no, that's the sign. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Akoponim, back to our discussion. Rashi says that's my milsa de b'dichse to open up. It's right, Mars, you should start with the milsa b'dichse. So sometimes I'm a little self-critical of myself that I have too much milsa de b'dichse, so you got to keep it in check. Akopanim, Rashi explains that Kiddush HaChodesh works al piri'as beizdin mitam delote shmir gdol b'miri'ia, it's because the gabe Kiddush HaChodesh, it doesn't say edus. Rather, it says Kazera Eva Kadesh. We discussed this Rashi at length in previous Shiurim. And on this Frekta Ture Evan, that Midivre Rashi, it's Mashma, Deino Moil Rias Basin, Bator Edus Livsok Al Piaria Bedine Mominus, Mishum Diesh Beze Adin Dal Pishnaim, Mushloish Edim Yakum Dover. Sichum Din Edus Mamish, the Mashmos of Rashi is that when it comes to Dine Mominus, Ria is not going to be effective. Ri'iyah only works when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, because by Kiddush HaChodesh there's no din edus lefi Rashi, because it says kazer reiva kadesh, see it and be makadesh it. But by mominus, you need edus. Ri'as bezin is not enough. Okay, as my baya, yefemel. Habayai, frek the turei evan. Frek the Shagasarie, same person, a lion. Is a Gemara in Bava Basra. Domer Rav Yehuda Shloshish Nichnasu Levaker Sachoile. In a case where there are three men who entered a room to visit a sick person, and the sick person desired to write a will in order to distribute his property following his death, if the visitors wish to do so, they may write his will and sign it as witnesses. Ratzu Kaisvim, they can write his will and sign it as witnesses. Ratzu oisim din, and if they wish, they may act in judgment, i.e., they may act as a court in the matter, since there are three of them. Therefore, they can determine that the will has the validity of a maisa based of an act of court to transfer the property to the heirs in their capacity as a court. Continues the Gemara. Sorry for the break in the action. Rashbam writes, I was looking at the Rashbam. Rashbam writes, Ratzu kosfim seidus, kamo shomi piachol hechman chil nechosov, Ratzu osim din. Rashbam says, da hashlosha ninu, v'danav romu kacha din, sheploni ito chelik ze, ploni chelik ze. So they can pask in the din, and there can be no more v'kosin apsak din shlecho od la'aretz el ze, and there could be no more challenging. Even though there's no edus, it doesn't bother us, because they're there, they see it. But shnayim, if the two people kosim veinosim din, and amar Rav Chisda lo shanu ela b'yom. So if the two, they're not allowed to do din because they're not a court, they're not three. But what they can do is they can write it down. So you see from this Gemara that even in dinei mamon, three people who see it have a koyach beis din. Their ra'iyah is like edus. So why does Rashi tell us? No. Here, there's no edus. Because it says, kazer ra'eh v'kadesh. But mashma elsewhere, there is edus. Like by dinei mamonis, you have to give edus. Ra'iyah is not enough. So how can Rashi say that it's enough to have Riyas Beis Din only by Kiddush HaChodesh, Mashma Mamonis Na? You've seen this Gemara by Mamonis also, Omrim Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meiriya. However, the Rashbam in Bava Basra there is already omed on this. Rashbam writes, Da Shlesha Ninu V'danin V'afagav De'ein Kan Odom Shemeid B'fneim Klum HaParchinu B'Rosh Hashanah Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meiriya V'Kevin Ein Roi Mesachola Shemachalik Nechosev B'fneim Hoidos Baal Din Kim Eidim Dami Lo Tzarech Maya Yidu Eidim B'fneihem. So the Rashbam says that since Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meiriya, and they see the Chola that is Mechalik Nechosev B'fneihem, so here the Rashbam throws something in. I love, like, if you wouldn't see the Rashbam, you wouldn't say this. But you look in the Rashbam and say, oh, mazit, makorepo. You always have to do that. Whenever you read Rashi, any mefarish. What are they saying that I wouldn't have said? Why are they saying it? He throws in, hoidas baal din kamei edim dami. And the admission of the baal din, of the litigant, is like 100 edim. And therefore, what do you need edus for? So it appears that the Rashbam explains Hagon Rav Aryeh Priz, who is a Talmud by Rav Baruch Ber in Europe, and he came over to Eretz Israel. He was a rabbi in Tel Aviv. There was a yeshiva called Yeshivas Tel Aviv. It was like for 10 to 14 year olds, so not such big kids, but later on it connected to the yeshuv. It was a chiddush. It was like a little more modern school. They taught in Ivrit, Rachmana Litzlan. I'm saying it's a joke. And they'd see the Mudei Chol, but they're from boys, good boys. So this Rav Priz was the Rosh Yeshiva, and he was a Groysa Talmud Chacham. He learned in Chevron when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so he explains as follows. This is his Mahalach. I wanna be Medoyvev Sifsosif Bekever. Plus I like his Torah. So the Rashbam explains that they can judge al pi ra'iya because hodas baal din kameidim dami, because the tzavas hames v'hanechalas ol banav is hodas baal din. So here you have hodas baal din. So according to what he says, far enfert the kash of the turei evan from Anrashi. What does the turei evan say? The kantan and bezin lomitz. What does turei evan say? Turei evan says, you see that in this Gemara, that Mamonis, you see from Rashi, that by Mamonis you need Eidus. But look in this Gemara, by Mamonis you don't need Eidus. By Mamonis the Re'es basin is enough, you don't need Eidus. So the answer is no. Here, you have Hodas Baal Din Kmei Edim Dami. And therefore, Beis Din is dining here. Let me tell Riyas Beis Din. Because by Mammon, you don't say there's Riyas Beis Din. You don't say Lotei Shmiya Gedola Meriya. You need to have Shmiya. Because by Mammon, it's Riyas Pasuk Al Pishnai Meidim Yakum Dover. But rather, Mitzat Hodos Baal Din Shukim Eidim. That Hodos Baal Din is like 100 to 100 witnesses. And we have this Mefurish in the Torah. It says, Ki Hu Zeh. And that teaches you Hodas Baal Din Maida B'Miktsas Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh, that he admits part, and that we accept his admission. So it's not Mitzad Riyas Beis Din that they're being done. It's Mitzad Hodas Baal Din. The Baal Din is being mowed in front of these three people, so everything is cool. But we still have to understand the Rashbam. What does the Rashbam bring in this vort of Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meri'iyah? Since we have Hodas Baal Din Kameidim Dami. Since we have Oidos Baal Din Kameidim Dami, which is Mitam Ki Hu Zeh, so that's like Eidus, this Oidos Baal Din. Then why does the Rashbam Bechalal need to bring the Inyan of Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meri'iyah? It's Oidos Baal Din. So what does the Rashbam say? V'afakav dein kanadim shemei b'fneim kulum aprachinu b'rashan alo teishmiya gedola meri'iya. You have a problem of lo teishmiya gedola meri'iya? The answer is no, you don't. Because the Rashbam says, as the Rashbam brings Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meri'iya as a proof that everything is okay. You're right, there's no Eidus, but Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meri'iya. It's not that the Rashbam is asking a kasha from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Rashbam is explaining. No, don't worry about the fact that there's no Eidus, because we see in Rosh Hashanah Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meri'iya. And they see it. So once they see it, everything is fine. And then the Rashbam goes on, he says, Hodas Baal Din Kameidim Dami. Yeah, but either or. If you're a Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meri'iya guy, then you're not a Hodas Baal Din Kameidim Dami. I'm not calling the Rashbam a guy, I'm calling myself a guy. If you're a Hodas Baal Din Kameidim Dami, then it's not Al-Pi Riyas Beis Din. And if it's Al-Pi Riyas Beis Din, then it's not Midin Hodas Baal Din Kameidim Dami. These are two completely different inyanim. And yet the Rashbam brings them both. No, don't worry about it. There's no Eidus. It's cool. You know why? Because you don't need Eidus. Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meri'iya. And you know why else? Because Hodas Baal Din Kameidim Dami. Yeah, what do you need both Svaras for? It's one or the other. If it's Hodas Baal Din, then it's not Midin Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meri'iya. It's not Midin that the Beis Din sees it. It's Midin that he was Moda. And if you say the other way, that it's Midin Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meri'iya, then it's not because he was Moda. It's because Beis Din sees it. So what's pshat in the Rashbam? So Rav Pri said that the MS Rashbam apparently argues with Rashi, and he holds that by Mammon you say Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meri'iya, that Riyah is cool by Mammonus. Rashi holds no, by Mammonus Riyah is Nishgit, can't have Riyah. You gotta have Eidus by Mammonus, because only by Kiddush HaChodesh Riyah is good enough, because it says Kazerei Kadesh, but not by Mammonus. But Rashi, but Rashbam holds no. Rashbam here brings in the union of Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meri'iya, and what is he saying by that? He's saying that Beis Din sees it, so you don't need Eidus. Okay, say there. So Yeshlano Bayad Achshav Mirhaben in hand. We have in our hand now Machlokas Rashbam Rashi. Do you say Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meri'iya by Mammonus? Terrific. Aber jetzt kimt für the kashe. Kimt for the kashe, as they say in Lakewood. question presents itself. So what do you need both for? Seder. So now we understand that the Rashbam holds as a Lotei Shemir Gedolah Meiriyah for. But like we said before, so then what do you need both Svaras for? Either Lotei Shemir Gedolah Meiriyah or Odas Baldin Kameidim Dami. So two possible ways of explaining the Rashbam. Number one, maybe there are 100 possible ways of explaining the Rashbam. We're going to present two possible ways of explaining the Rashbam. Number one, since Hodas Baal Din, which is Mitam Ki Huzeh, it's only Behodah Ala Ovar, like we see in the Parsha of Shomrim, Pikadon, Halvo, it's all talking about stuff that happened in the past, events that happened in the past. But Hodas Shchiv Meira is in the future. So here there's no din of Hodas Baal Din Kameidim Tami. And Beis Din is being done based on them viewing it. In other words, it's not enough that he's being modeh. That he's being modeh is not enough. What do you need here? You need a Maisa Beis Din. And what about the testimony? You need testimony. The answer is Lotei Shemir Gedolah Meiriyah. Beis Din sees him being modeh, and that's enough. Because Ki Huzeh alone is not enough. Because it's on Lahaba, not on Lishaavar. So they call Das Baal Din is not enough. What do you need in addition to that? Oh, Das Baal Din is not enough. You need a Maisa Beis Din. It's not coming from Ki Huzeh. Ki Huzeh doesn't work here. But rather, Beis Din sees him being modeh. So Beis Din paskins based on that, that he's modeh. What about Eidus? You don't need Eidus. They see it. And it's Meduik in the Lashon of the Rashbam. They see the chola, not they hear the chola. They see it. Because in the chola, it's Savah and the Hodah is a Maisa. So they see this Maisa. Beis Din is watching it. So once Beis Din watches it, so then that's enough for us. But the Hodah alone is not enough. You need their Re'iyah also. And even if you say that in this Hodah, it is Shayach Hodas Baal Din, the Rashbam is going with the Sheet of Tosis, that you need a Kinyan also of Kanumine, besides the Hodas and Savas Shchiv Meira. So you need so you have the Savas Shchiv Meira. But the Tzavos Shchiv Meira is not enough. Because you also need a Kanumine. So for the Kanumine, that you need a Maisa Beis Din. And a Maisa Kinyan, it's not Shayach Hodas Baal Din. You actually have to do the Kinyan. So you have the Odas Baal Din,
this is what I'm giving out.
And where's the Kinyan here? That Beis Din sees it. And his Odas not enough. So to seal it, to seal the deal, as they say, you need a Re'iyas Beis Din. In other words, it's not just enough for a Shchiv Meira to say that who he wants to give his Nechasim to. There has to be something in addition to that. So either making a practical Kenyan or Beis Din witnessing it. So you have a Maisa Beis Din. This Maisa Beis Din is like Kanumine. Because Hodas Baal Din is not enough. You're right, he's Modeh. Seder, but you need more than that. You need more than just his Hildah. You need more than just his Sava. You need a Maisa Bezdin or a Kanumine or a Maisa Bezdin, so therefore you have both. And therefore the Rashbam says that Mitzad the Hildas Baldin, you have Kihuze, so that's enough that he made it Sava. He admits that he made it, so he's giving the Tzava. And he's saying it in front of them. Hadaz Baldin. That he's saying, this is what I want to give, so you accept his words. And then, to seal the deal, you need more, so you have the Maisa Basedin. And that's Lote Shemir, Gedola Meiriya. But if you look in Rashi, in Sanhedrin, you'll see that Rashi wants to answer the Kasha of the Turei Eben. Sanhedrin 34b. So isn't that Moiridik that Rashi is answering the Kasha of the Turei Eben? Even though the Turei Eben lived a Apul Vachin Nach Rashi, right? He lived a good few weeks after Rashi, the Turei Eben, right? But Rashi is answering is Kasha. Dibur Amasl Din and Machlas Kamas. Tibiyom Have Savas Hames Din Pasuk Ve'ein Tsarich Nami L'Dayanim Ubalay Love Psak Din. And then afterwards, Leos Din, he writes to Mashma Apalas Nachlas Din Kotzavu. That's Din Pasuk, Din Kotzav, is a set din. B'shas Hamisa Kol Kumoshamar Hames Ve'ein Adavit Tsarich Dayanim Elokol Echad Me'a Yorshim Yechazkuhu Shomei Hatsava B'Shalom. So he says, on the day there was tzavas hames, during the day, and that is a din pasuk, that's a paskin din. You don't need dayanim for that. And Vayter Rashi writes, it's mashma, palas nachal is a din katsuf. B'shas hamisa, like the mace said, it so is. And you don't need dayanim. So it's mashma divrei Rashi, that you don't need a psak din mitzad dayanim. The psak din is mitzad etzem atzava midin gzeres hakasuv. He writes to Ura kol haparasha lios din, kol haparasha kul lios din. The whole parasha, the gzeres hakasuv, the whole parasha of giving atzava of nachalos is a din itself. So you don't need to come on to the inyan of lotei shmiya gedola meiriya. By Mamanis, Lote Shmiya Gedola Meiriya doesn't work. So then we asked on Rashi, if Lote Shmiya Gedola Meiriya doesn't work, then how do you have Lote Shmiya Gedola Meiriya over here? As the Rashbam says, they're seeing it. So the answer is that Parashas Nachalos is a different story. Here you don't need din. Normally by Mamanis, you need din. But here you don't need din. Let's see the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, perhaps you meant that the Nachalos Kamaris, maybe you meant that the adjudication of inheritance directives takes place by day. The Sanya was taught in a Braisa. This should be to the children of Israel as a statute of judgment. Or a kola parasha kula liosdin. The entire section ends with this pasuk to establish inheritance directives as final judgments. What does that mean? Inheritance directives are final judgments. That means that inheritances are conclusive. When a person dies, his will is executed by people who heard it exactly as he directed, without a need for further court action. That's what we said before. There's no need for a Maisa based in here. The mashma apolos nachalos din katzavu b'shas misa, like he said, And you don't need Dayanim. You don't need a Maisa Beistin. Because if you don't have a Rav, don't read on my Rav, Shoshin Chesul Vakas Achole, the Tzar Gemara that we saw above Basra, Ratzu Kotsum Ratzu Osindin. If they want, they can write it down. And if they want, they can make the judgment themselves. Rashi, Hashomin Rashoim Vishalitim, Lios Muchzakim Kolachat Bishalo, Hakolachim Oshi Shamu. The listeners can everybody can take what's theirs, like they heard it. If the visitors are just witnesses, they have no authority to confer legal significance to what the man dictates. In that case, you need a court. But if the visitors want, they can act as a court of three judges. If there are three people, they make it into a din. But again, you don't need a special Maisa Beis Din over here. If you have three people, that's enough. And therefore, you're right. Normally, we say that by Dinei Mamonos, we don't go by Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meiriyah. By Dinei Mamonos, you need Shemiah, you need Eidus. But here, you don't need a Psak Din Mitzad the Dayanim. The Psak Din is Mitzad the Etzem Sava. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos there writes, Perish HaKonshis to be Yom HaVyat Savas HaMais Din Pasuk Ve'ein Tzarech HaDavar Ol the Dayanim. It's a Din Pasuk, therefore you don't need a real Dayanim. It's not a Maisa Pastin. These three people are enough. They're considered like Dayanim. But this is not in the normal category of where you need a Maisa Pastin according to Rashi. And therefore it's fine. And therefore you can say Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meiriyah. Because you don't need a Psak Din Mitzad the Dayanim. The Etzem Savah is enough. As long as you have three people, the Etzem Savah is enough. But what's pshat in the Gemara? In other words, Rashi is very good. Rashi says, Mefurish kimat. Vein adavar tzarech dayanim. So vein adavar tzarech dayanim, then what do you need the three for? If you don't need a maisa beis din, then what do you need the three dayanim for? If you need three dayanim, then you need a maisa beis din. If you don't need three dayanim, you don't need a maisa beis din. For Rashi, isn't it enough? No dayanim necessary. So if no dayanim are necessary, because no maisa beis din is necessary, then why do you need three dayanim? Rashi himself says, "Ratzu osin din Hashem roim v'shalit niyos musagim kol echad liyos shalok amosh shamu." They could do as they heard. If they want, they can make din. So they are making the din. So are they making the din or are they not making the din? The pshat in the Gemara is very difficult according to Rashi. So again, we have a teretz. Rashi is aware of the Turi Evans kasha. He's mitaretz the kasha. You don't need a maisa based in here. You don't need dayanim. You don't need a maisa based in. Seder, you don't need Dayanim and Maisa Beis Din. So what are the three Dayanim for? If you need three Dayanim, it means that you need three Dayanim, you need a Maisa Beis Din. They go together. And if you need judges, the judges are there to do what judges do. So what do you need three Dayanim for if, according to Rashi, there's no Maisa Beis Din here, and therefore you don't need Eidus? You don't need Eidus because we're talking here about Nachlas. In Nachlas, you don't need Eidus. In Nachlas, it's enough what the Shechiv Meirah says, and that's enough. You don't need Dayanim, you don't need a Maisa Beis Din. Seder, you don't need Dayanim, you don't need Maisa Beis Din. So what does the Gemara mean when it says the three Dayanim? So Rav Pri Zichrono Levracha explains Rashi as follows. That Dayanim need Edim to paskin the din al piyam al pishnaim Edim yokum dover. The psak din is only alpi the edim. Al pishnayim edim yakum dover. The edim are mamid the psak din. They're mekim the psak din. But here in the tzavos shchiv meira, or by apolos nachalos, the psak din is automatic. Mitzad din nachalos. Ura kol haparsha liyos din. Kaloshen haGemara. For I said it was Rashi, Loshen haGemara. Ura kol haparsha kula liyos din. The entire section ends with this pasuk. Vaisel v'nei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. It should be to the children of Israel, strategy of judgment. Because the inheritance directives are final judgments. This is the status of din. The very fact that he makes his bakosh is din. You don't need the psak based in. You don't need psak based in. But it has to be done in front of based in. And that's the difference. Based in has to be, you know what it's like? It's like Geiris. Geiris isn't a psak. You don't need a psak of Beis Din. But Geiris has to be done in front of Beis Din. But you don't need a psak of Beis Din. Here, you don't need a psak of Beis Din. What the person says is enough. But it has to be done in front of Beis Din. The Beis Din doesn't have to see the Eidus. The Beis Din doesn't need Din Eidus. When it comes to Dine Mominus, normally we say Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dover. That it's because of the Edim that Beis Din says what they say. They need the Edim. Here Beis Din doesn't need Edim. And Beis Din isn't making any Dover. All Beis Din has to do is witness it, and it's because of what this guy says. This psak din of this person who says that I'm giving out my nachlos has to be in front of the Beis Din. Beis Din doesn't have to paskin. It's a din pasuk, it's a din katsuf. Elamai, it has to be in front of the Beis Din. And like I said, we have that by Geirus. We also have that by Chalitza. Chalitza, the Beis Din is there, but they're not paskining. So Mamish, we have a beautiful, beautiful mahalach here in the Gemara. We have Rashi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah who says that it's dafka by Dinei Kiddush HaChodesh. Dafka by Dinei Kiddush HaChodesh, we say that you don't need that with Lotei Shmiya Gedola Meiriya. They don't need Eidus. It says Kzei Re'ev HaKadesh Mashman Mamanas Frektik Tu Re'ev, and you do need Eidus. So why then does the Gemara say Mashman Davadine Mamanas? You don't say Lotei Shmei Gedol Amir. You need Eidus in front of the Beis Din. So why does the Beis Din say that three people who came in to visit the sick, they can do Din? All they have to do is witness the guy saying who he wants to give out his inheritance to, and that's enough. So you see, there's no Eidus. It's a Mamanus and there's no Eidus. It's just based in seeing it. So you do say by Mamanus Lotei Shmiya Gedola Meiriya that Riyah's based is enough. You don't need Eidus. So then we saw that the Rashbam argues with Rashi Lechora, and the Rashbam holds that you need both. You need the Hodaz Baal Din Kamei Edim Dami, like the Rashbam writes, Ki Huzeh. And then you also need Kanu Miyado. You need Kanu Miyado. You need to seal the deal with a Kenyan or Riyaz Beis Din. So when the Beis Din sees the Hodah, that's like Kanu Miyado. So the Rashbam is not like Rashi. The Rashbam holds Nataki, you do say that Riyah's Beis Din is enough. Lo teishmiya gedola me Riyah. You don't need Edim. Them seeing is enough. Seeing it is better. How can you say hearing about it is better than seeing? But they see it with their own eyes. The Kevin named Roy Mesachola. They see it. So they see it. That's like the Vakanu Miyado. And that does Baldin is when he's giving it out. When he's Modeds, that's his way of giving it out. And what about the Kanu Miyado? That's the Beis Din seeing it. That's the Rashbam. We saw then Rashi Mesechah Sanhedrin, who says that you don't need. By Mamanus, Einachinami. Rashi would say, by Mamanus, you do need Edus. But Nachalus, this particular case, doesn't have a regular Din Mamanus. Because whatever the person says, this whole parsha is Din. Him saying it is Din. It just needs to be in front of the Beis Din. In front of three people. But you don't need a Maisa Beis Din. You don't need a Psak Beis Din. When you need a Psak Beis Din, we say, Lo Teishmei Gedola Meiriyah. But here, by Nachalus, you don't need a Psak Beis Din. It just has to be done in front of the Beis Din. And therefore Rashi isn't bothered by the fact that the Lotei Shemir Gedola Meiriyah, because here it's not a din of Lotei Shemir Gedola Meiriyah. Lotei Shemir Gedola Meiriyah right, that we say only by, what did Rashi say? That only by Kiddush HaChodesh we say Lotei Shemir Gedola Meiriyah. But elsewhere you need Eidus. So why don't you need Eidus here? The answer is you don't need Eidus here because Beis Din isn't paskening. When, according to Rashi, do you need Edus? By Mamanus, when Beis Din paskins, I'll be Shnayim Edim. Only I'll be Shnayim Edim. But here, in the Mamanus case, in the Nachalus case, it's not I'll be Shnayim Edim Yakum Dover. It just has to be in the presence of Beis Din. So here we can say, Nachinami, they see it as enough. Because really, the Psak Din is done by the Shechiv Meira. So Rashi himself answered the Turi Evans Kashyap. We saw the Rashbam would go in a different Mahalach. This is a fascinating sugya, and hopefully we'll be zocher lachzer of lishnas perek zeh. Gevaldik, gevaldik. Thank you so much for listening, sweet friends. May it's Hashem. We should be zocher in good health. Hashem should give us the financial means and everything, and the simchas chayim and everything we need in order to continue. It's beautiful Torah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.